This episode is brought to you by Curie Briefs, the smartest 3-minute read in medicine. Think of it like mental floss for busy clinicians. Sharp, concise, and clinically relevant. Check it out today at Curie.md. And now, on to the show.
I've been thinking a lot about autopilot. In aviation, autopilot is a miracle of engineering. It flies straighter, it flies steadier, and it flies safer, really, than any human could. But here's the catch. Every pilot still has to practice manual flying, not because they don't trust the software, but because one day they might need to take over. Now imagine the same thing happening in medicine. A gastroenterologist using an AI-assisted colonoscopy system. A radiologist scanning with AI support. Or a physician using a large language model to summarize charts and write notes. For now, it's amazing. It's faster, it's cleaner, it's more accurate. But then a strange thing happens. The longer they use the tool, the worse they get without it. And that's not a hypothetical, that's a finding. Two studies, one from MIT, another from Poland, that was featured in The Lancet, showed that both writers and physicians who relied on AI became less capable when the AI was removed. And that raises an uncomfortable question. What happens when doctors forget how to fly the plane?
I don't think doctors are going away. The shortage of primary care physicians is a serious problem, and there are several political and cultural issues which may help ease that shortage. AI will be helpful in taking some of the repetitive task issues away from practicing medicine. It may help us diagnose better, document better, return correspondence to patients with less time-consuming effort, but I don't think it's a substitute for hands-on medical care.
That phrase, hands-on medical care, I think captures the paradox perfectly. AI can do the thinking parts of medicine frighteningly well. You know, parsing data, generating notes, finding patterns. But the doing parts, the physical exam, the touch, the gut feeling that something is off, that's where medicine stops being a science and becomes an art. And when clinicians offload too much of that art, something subtle happens. The muscle memory of medicine starts to fade.
As much as modern medicine has become a science, there's still a great component of practicing medicine that is an art learned over many years of experience. AI is helpful in many ways, but I don't think it's ever a substitute for the ability to communicate with the patient, make a connection, to look a patient in the eye, know how they are feeling, how their appearance also will help you make a diagnosis. In addition, I don't think AI will take away from the ability to perform a comprehensive, thorough, and accurate physical exam, which may help you determine the patient's illness and lead you on the path of proper diagnosis. I think those two components are here to stay.
This is what psychologists call cognitive offloading. Essentially, when you outsource a mental skill to a tool. And it's what calculators did to arithmetic, what GPS did to spatial memory, and what smartphones did to recall. And I think AI in medicine is the next frontier of that same story. And the invisible force here, the part we rarely talk about, isn't that AI makes medicine easier, but that it subtly reshapes what doctors stand for. I think if AI becomes the diagnostician, then what's the doctor's role? Maybe it's less about information and more about interpretation, less about data collection, and more about judgment.
Physicians still need to give counseling, give advice, listen to the patient's psychological issues, which may be coming out in the physiological sense. We also still need to take a look at endoscopic findings, for example, during procedure, how to turn the scope, things that AI cannot tell us, even though AI can inform us that there may be a polyp. We still need to have the skill to remove the polyp, how to get there, and to take care of the patients postoperatively, something that AI cannot do.
That's the story of modern medicine in one sentence. AI can see what humans can't, but it can't care the way humans do. And maybe that's the heart of it. I think the future of medicine isn't man versus machine. It's man plus machine, working together. But that only works if clinicians keep practicing the parts that can't be programmed. The art of noticing, the craft of listening, and ultimately the courage to decide. So, maybe the next decade of medicine isn't about replacing doctors. It'll be about redefining them. And in a world where machines can see patterns faster than we can blink, the uniquely human advantage may not be precision, but presence. Because AI can help you find a diagnosis, but only you can look a patient in the eye and make them believe they're going to be okay. Even in an era of autopilot medicine, someone still has to fly the plane.